This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says more troops will need to be sent to the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are illegally entering the United States. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan asked by reporters earlier in the day about a possible multi-year deployment of troops to the border, responded saying he had been speaking at length about that with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mr. Trump in San Antonio specifically blamed the problem on the governments of four countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Colombia. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the fighting that erupted last week between Libyan political rivals for control of the capital, Tripoli. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco has the latest on the conflict there.
The fighting in Libya is between eastern-based forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar and armed groups allied to the UN-backed government in Tripoli. The Haftar offensive launched last week aims to take control of the Libyan capital. Due to the conflict, UN Special Envoy Ghassem Salame announced a postponement Wednesday of a national conference planned for next week. The International Crisis Group, an independent organization working to prevent wars, said serious efforts must be made to prevent a bloodbath in Tripoli and a dangerous escalation of the conflict involving regional powers.
That's VOA Sabina Castelfranco reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on the United Nations to stand up for democracy and recognize Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as the country's legitimate leader. Pence said the United States is working on a U.N. resolution to recognize the legitimacy of the government of Guaido and urged the international community to do the same. It was not immediately clear whether the U.S. is seeking to accomplish this in the Security Council, where Russia would certainly veto any such measure. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised for a fifth term now that his main rival has conceded defeat. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud Party and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he's investigating how another investigation, that's the Russian involvement in the 2016 Trump presidential campaign, began. He told a House committee Wednesday that he wants to make sure proper procedures are followed. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Attorney General William Barr suggesting the Trump-Russia investigation may have been mishandled, and he's looking into how it started.
I think there's spying did occur.
Barr did not tell a Senate panel just what spying may have happened and later said he wasn't sure there was improper surveillance, but wants to make sure proper procedures were followed.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused.
His testimony gives a boost to President Trump, who earlier this morning said the FBI unfairly targeted his campaign.
It was an illegal investigation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended President Trump's move to halt American aid to three Central American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border, responding to sharp criticism from Democrats at an often testy Senate hearing on Wednesday. Diplomats in Brussels say European Union leaders have agreed to delay Britain's exit from the group until October 31st. European Council President Donald Tusk has said that there will be a postponement, but he gave no date or any further details. British Prime Minister Theresa May would have to agree to whatever date the EU had approved during Wednesday's emergency meeting. She had been asking for a June 30th deadline, enough time, she believes, for the British Parliament to ratify an exit deal. President Trump is set to sign executive orders, signing or seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders directs the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.